Over the course of a few months, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency made several inquiries into Florida's prescription drug monitoring database. That resulted in the names of 3,300 Volusia County residents being revealed to DEA officials, along with their addresses, phone numbers, and details of prescriptions for medications such as the painkiller oxycodone. The ACLU of Florida's Assistant Legal Director, Maria Kayanen, says the DEA and other groups are casting too wide a net in using the database.
Law enforcement doesn't have to use a specific name of an individual that they're searching for. They can use a wild card search for aliases. They can use a sounds like search. They can use a search that uses the first three letters of someone's last name. So I can certainly see how searches like that, which encourage unspecific, very broad phishing expeditions, could yield 3,300 names. Mm. And that's not what the PDMP was supposed to be for.
Under current law, doctors and pharmacists have direct access to the database, and law enforcement officials can request information through a query to the Florida Department of Health, which oversees the system. But a warrant is not needed to make the request. The ACLU of Florida wants to change that. But law enforcement officials, like former Duval County Sheriff's Office investigator Lori Abramowitz, disagree.
I don't have a problem with redacting other people's names that aren't involved in the investigation, if that comes up. But like I said, having to get a subpoena or a search warrant to obtain that information would totally slow down the process and put us going backwards rather than forwards, in my opinion.
The prescription drug monitoring database was created in 2009 to crack down on doctor shopping and so-called pill mills. Federal officials began to suspect doctor shopping in Florida when some physicians noticed some of their prescription pads were missing. One man who'd been prescribed a controlled substance monitored by the database learned his name had been handed over to authorities and is now suing the state. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.